is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A writer is someone for whom writing is more difficult than it is for other people." Thomas Mann, born in Lübeck, Germany, 1875, author of Buddenbrooks, Mario and the Magician, Dr. Faustus. It's the birthday of Pushkin, Alexander Pushkin, born Moscow, 1799, died at the age of 38, but in his brief life worked in nearly every literary form. His masterpiece was the verse novel Eugene Onegin, about a man who kills his friend in a duel. Pushkin died in a duel. He was married to Natalia Goncharova, the most beautiful woman in Russia. She had many admirers, and one of her suitors was so persistent that Pushkin finally challenged him to a duel and died of his wounds 2 days later. It was on this date, 1889, the great Seattle fire destroyed downtown Seattle, started in the basement of a cabinet shop on the corner of Front and Madison. A pot of glue was sitting on top of a stove. The glue caught fire. Over 18 hours, the blaze wiped out the downtown district and the waterfront. And a year later, Seattle had nearly been rebuilt. All the construction jobs sparked a population boom, and it grew from a town of 25,000 into a city of 40,000. And it's the birthday of the poet Maxine Cumin, born in Philadelphia, 1925. She trained to become an Olympic swimmer. She was offered a job when she was 18, a job with Billy Rose's Aquacade, a traveling dance and swim show. But her father refused to give his permission, so she went to Radcliffe instead and studied literature, married an army engineer, moved to the suburbs, raised her children, began writing light verse. She sold light verse to magazines like Ladies' Home Journal, Saturday Evening Post. The first one she sold was just four lines long. "There never blows so red the rose, so sound the round tomato, as March's catalogs disclose, and yearly I fall prey to." She joined a poetry workshop where she met the poet Anne Sexton, a classmate there, and they became close friends and writing peers. Maxine Cumin said, "Until the women's movement, it was commonplace to be told by an editor that he'd like to publish more of my poems, but he'd already published one by a woman that month." She had a long career as a teacher, and she often asked her students to memorize 30 to 40 lines of poetry a week so that they could become familiar with the sound of poetry, and also, she said, to give them an internal library to draw on when they are taken political prisoner. For many, this is an unthinkable concept. They simply do not believe in anything fervently enough to go to jail for it. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett, "For a Moment." It's funny how if you just let go of things, they will come to you. That is to say, sometimes. So what good is such a generalization? It makes you feel good to say such things from time to time, as if you actually and really and truly knew something. Ron Padgett's poem "For a Moment" from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.